We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run Finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
Well, every now and then the blind squirrel does find a nut. You may have heard on this radio show or perhaps on a certain morning show that exists on another network. Some handsome bald guy came out and said, don't be surprised if the New York Jets have an interest or Ezekiel Elliott has an interest in the Jets as a stopgap measure until the return of Breece Hall. Well, it is now being reported that Ezekiel Elliott is interested in potentially joining either the Philadelphia Eagles, the Cincinnati Bengals, who my best guess is may try to get out of the Joe Mixon deal because of the nonsense he's been in. The Eagles, of course, lost Miles Sanders to Carolina. And the New York Jets. He's going to let everybody know by the end of next week. You want him or not?
He's all right. We have to remind ourselves something. We have to remind ourselves something.
That's what I got for you.
This is not Ezekiel Elliott of 3 years ago. That's all. Like, and we're okay with this. As a Jet fan, we had Jason Taylor at the end of his career.
Sure.
We had LaDainian Tomlinson at the end of their career. And by the way, both guys were productive players. I don't say that in any kind of mocking way. Like, LaDainian Tomlinson was a solid Jet when he was here. Jason Taylor, as much as it disgusted me, was a solid Jet. I'm not putting Zeke in that same group. But what I am saying is, let's not think that you're getting the guy from 3 years ago.
You have to know exactly what you're getting. That's fair.
Here's what I love about this. I'll tell you what I love about it. It's not really related to necessarily him signing. This is what I meant when I said to you a few weeks ago, signing Aaron Rodgers puts you in the mix. It doesn't only put you in the mix in terms of winning, but it puts you in the mix with all these veterans that say, where would I want to play? Ooh, the Eagles, the defending NFC champions. Ooh, the Bengals, a team that got to the Super Bowl 2 years ago. The Jets are a part of that discussion. And that's a part of the side effects of Aaron Rodgers eventually being a Jet. That veteran guys will now put the Jets in that group. If Zach Wilson was the quarterback, if Derek Carr, Craig, was the quarterback, do you think Odell Beckham Jr. and Ezekiel Elliott, no matter what you think about those guys, do you think they'd have interest in the New York Jets?
Say the last part before the question.
Do you think that those guys would have interest in the Jets if they weren't bringing in Aaron Rodgers? No, I'll save it for you.
I'm contemplating an answer.
There's no contemplating.
Well, if they have Lamar Jackson, they might say yes.
Stop it.
If you're telling me Zach Wilson's the quarterback? No.
Is Mike White bringing that in?
No.
Is even Derek Carr bringing that in?
Better shot.
But the Jets are what they are now is they've got a shot. They not only have a shot at winning, they got a shot at acquiring anybody because veteran guys are going to say, hey, I got a chance to win there. Look at the other two teams Zeke is considering. The Philadelphia Eagles, defending NFC champions.
Jalen Hurts,
the
right?
Cincinnati Bengals, 2 years ago in the Super Bowl.
Now, listen, if you're Zeke Elliott, you're not going to go to the Houston Texans. I get it. I'm with you. Matter of fact, I was trying to do you a solid this morning. I was trying to convince Josh Norman to let Robert Saleh know that he'd come back to play a little Nickelback.
Yeah, well,
not the band. They're overrated. But to play a little Nickelback for the New York Jets.
I'd love to see Josh Norman and Odell Beckham Jr. as teammates.
That's very intriguing to me. Not a fan.
So what do you think of that idea now that I've reminded you that Josh Norman...
You didn't
have
to remind me. I ask him about it every minute of every day.
I don't mean that. I mean you just want him to come to the Jets, and Odell may be coming to the Jets.
Yeah.
Like, I think you forgot to put those two together.
Joe Douglas is currently not returning my calls. Josh Norman does. So, if you want a source in the locker room, I'd have one.
I would be interested in Josh Norman if it also came with a time machine.
Yes, you want to go back 6 years?
No offense to him.
Or maybe year one in Washington, something like that.
Yeah.
He did tell a very quick and funny story about, I asked him, like, when you went to Washington, there had to be a number 24 there, like, on the heels of finding out that Juju Smith, Matthew Judon said, if you want number 9, it's $100,000.
Right.
And Juju's like, I ain't giving you $100,000, blah, blah, blah. I go, what happened when you went to Washington? And the true story is that, I forget the guy's name, there's some kid had 24. They literally took the jersey out of the kid's locker.
Oh, wow. They bullied him?
And Josh didn't know this. And when he got to Washington, they were like, yeah, of course, you're number 24. And there was like a huge problem amongst the defensive backs.
Yeah.
Like, who's this clown? Right? And he was like, whoa, time out. I don't even know what you guys are talking about. And the kid goes, well, I wear number 24. It'll cost you $50,000. And Josh says to this guy, again, I apologize, I forget his name. He's like, $50,000? They already gave it to me. You need a new jersey number,
yeah,
not
that's
me.
Brutal. That's part of the horrible culture that Daniel Snyder had.
Yeah.
Let's just take numbers
so
away from people.
I go, well, what'd you do? Because I obviously you didn't give the guy $50,000. He goes, I took every defensive back out for dinner. He could order whatever he wants. He'd be like, Big Mac, you get $12 shrimps. Right, Big Mac? If I said to you, look, you've had a tough go of it. You, didn't do a great job singing earlier today, but I'm going to make it up to you. We'll go out for dinner. You get whatever you want.
Yeah.
What's the first thing you order? The Aaron Judge 99 burger?
Yeah, you know, with real Wagyu. Yeah.
Well, they don't have real Wagyu.
Are you sure?
100%.
All right, well, we'll say, yeah. I don't know, maybe.
People get confused by Wagyu.
Yeah.
Wagyu is a breed of a Japanese cow.
Yes.
It doesn't exist in this country. Period. Stop. There's American, quote unquote, Wagyu, which is Fugazi. Mm-hmm. It tastes really great. But it's not the authentic Japanese Wagyu. Right. So people that tell you that that's what you're eating, they're lying to you.
But I don't know if you saw this. A couple of people actually tweeted at me about this. That paper airplane menu of yours had a $28 cauliflower dish.
See, I knew
now that's a lot of money
that.
For cauliflower. Right?
Hold on. Let me ask
that
you a question.
That is a lot of money for cauliflower.
Do you think I ordered the cauliflower?
I'm just saying that's the kind of place you. That's the kind of establishment.
Yeah, but wait a second.
I get $12 shrimp. He's eating $28 cauliflower with Rod Stewart.
Hold on.
But I'm the bougie one.
Can I defend my partner here?
Thank you.
Because he had the menu, there's no proof that he bought anything.
I'll tell you exactly what I
have. No idea.
But that's the kind of place. That's where he frequents.
First off, I turned the menu to an airplane because I was bored there.
Yeah.
Number one. Number two, I had two bougie drinks. That's all I had. And yes, there was a cucumber in one of them.
That doesn't surprise me, but you can't look at the menu
that's
and say,
right.
See, I got you. You have to order
it. If you know anything about me, do you think I'm ordering a $28 cauliflower? And can we stop putting the word steak next to cauliflower?
Yeah.
There's nothing steaky about a cauliflower.
That's the keto effect.
Yeah.
Cauliflower has now become like the new kind of meat thing you can try.
Oh, but we cut it really thick.
It's pizza crust. It's a steak. It's everything you can do with cauliflower.
Yeah, but I'm glad you guys took the time to look at the paper airplane menu.
Not me.
That was going to happen.
Just helpful fans of the show.
I guess I'll have to delete that picture now.
You knew everybody was going to super analyze that big time.
Not until I got a couple tweets myself. About it, I did not. All right, here's Chris in Union. Chris, what's up?
First of all, this is ponderous listening to you guys talk about cauliflower and drinks and whatever.
All right, bye. Here's Eric in Long Island. Eric, how you doing today, pal?
Guys, I'm doing great. Listen, discussing the baseball viewership numbers, I think one thing we're kind of forgetting here is that they are not equally distributed around the country where these cities are located. 22 of the 30 teams play in the Eastern and Central time zone. I have friends who live in California. The Dodgers are a popular team. They have a ton of games. You mentioned before the Yankees have a Wednesday night game in Oakland. The Dodgers have a ton of games, a ton, at 4 and 5 p.m. local time that they just can't watch. It's not like one or two games. The West Coast teams have a disproportionate number of games for anybody who has a job is unwatchable.
No, I think that's fair.
Up late.
I think that's fair. I don't think I don't think these numbers in general are accurate to how many people are fans. I think most fans don't watch 162 games. They're watching a group of games based on their life, based on their schedule, and based on the times they start. What about all the Wednesday afternoon baseball games? What about all the Thursday afternoon games? There's tons of weekday baseball games where you'd have to imagine, you know, the Yankees could be playing the Tigers on a Wednesday afternoon at 1 o'clock. How many people are actually watching that?
But Evan, if you're a diehard Dodger fan, they're one of the most popular teams in the country, and they're playing the Mets at 4 p.m. their time on a Wednesday. What are you doing? What are you doing? You know what? One of my best friends moved to the West Coast. We're from Nassau County. You're going to laugh. He's an Islander fan. And he had to DVR make sure nobody calls him Tuesday night because he had to watch them play his former captain. Not going to get into all that.
Somebody spoke to him about that.
He does this for every game.
Great. So let me ask you a question so I understand where you're coming from. Your claim here is that the numbers aren't truly representative because West Coast fans what?
Have games that start at 4 o'clock. It's pretty simple.
Yeah, people work for a living.
Yeah, they have a lot of games that start at 4 or 5 o'clock
But the majority of their games still start in West Coast time because they're home games.
Yeah, but not 100% of them.
I didn't say 100%, but
there's a lot of road games.
Yeah, but listen, so you take the Angels. How many of their games are in the Eastern time zone?
3, 6, 9, 12, 15, 18. I'd say about 25 off the top of my head. Maybe 30, 35.
It's not just the East.
Yeah, you're a mountain time zone.
He's right, though, about this, especially over a 162-game season. There's a lot of games that people just cannot watch.
Yeah, that's fine.
Look at Yankee games. They play a ton of weekday afternoon games.
By the way,
games.
Once you have a life and a job and a girlfriend or a boyfriend or you're married or kids or responsibility, the amount of free time you have to watch the games you used to watch also naturally changes.
But Craig, that's why the Yankee number, just using them as an example, of 231,000, I can't look at that and say, wow, there's so few baseball fans. I can't come to that conclusion. That's how many people on average are watching games.
Yes.
But there's tons of people, like you said, who have lives.
Oh, well,
here's the
real question. If you could go back into that little time machine of yours over there and you got rid of social media and digital stuff and the internet, and the only way you could actually see a Yankee highlighter game was to watch the game or wait for the 11 o'clock news like we used to way back in the day when I was a child. You think there'd be more people watching the games?
Say that one more time.
Let's say the only way you could see a Yankee game, other than being there, was to actually put on YES and watch the game.
Yeah.
Or Channel 11
and
back in the day.
And the only other way is to watch.
And the phones don't exist. The internet doesn't exist.
Yeah.
You either watch it on Channel 11.
I have an answer.
We used to.
Yeah.
Or you just have to wait for Warner Wolf to come on TV at 11:30.
I think there would be less baseball fans, yes.
Right.
Yeah. I think that the ability to consume sports in so many different ways helps grow these games.
Yes, but what it does is it fragments one particular way to watch it.
Yeah, yeah.
So, yes, only 200,000 people watch it there, but 17 million people have seen the Aaron Judge 63rd home run.
So you agree with me then?
I don't know.
I think you just agreed with my point.
I have no idea.
That the numbers, while they're interesting, they don't tell the whole story.
No, I tell you what it says to me. It means we all need to do a better job just playing the hits and only the hits. Most people don't care about the minutia. They only want the hits. Their ability to concentrate on it is very limited. Give me the hits, give me the hits, give me the hits.
No,
which
no,
is
it
why,
means that Twitter and even us on the radio supply information to people who can't sit there and consume 3 hours of a baseball
game. I disagree with you. We don't.
Because how else do you consume that information now?
We don't. The phone does.
The phone has played a huge role.
We are no longer the provider of information. We're not. We react to information, but also we're not the best at that either. We're not. Where radio, I think, is the best at real-time conversation in the moment as something's happening. And I don't think anything will ever be close. Radio will always be the king of that. But as far as...
Well, you're also overplaying... You know where I disagree with you?
Go ahead.
I think you're overplaying how many people are just simply consuming their information over their phone. A lot of people do. I think there's a lot of people who, using the radio as an example, turn on the radio, had no idea about the viral moment between the Mavericks and Warriors, but they found out because Jerry Recco told them this morning. Or even you and I told them this afternoon.
Yeah.
So I do think that not everyone is on Twitter. First of all, the amount of people on Twitter is incredibly low. And the amount of people on social media is not that high.
Yes.
So you're getting your information, some from social media, some from watching SportsCenter, but how many people do that anymore? And a lot from just word of mouth or listening to the radio or consuming it that way.
You know, when I was hosting the morning show WNEW with Sid Rosenberg and Blaine Ensley, back in 2001, we had a boss there. He went to Sirius. You probably know him. His name is Jeremy Coleman.
I worked for Jeremy. He hired me at Sirius.
Good guy. I love Jeremy. Yeah. So Jeremy Coleman was a big fan of PTI the first year it started on ESPN with Kornheiser and Wilbon. and he was infatuated with it, couldn't get enough of it. And he came to us once. Our ratings were horrendous, right? It was terrible. It was embarrassing, okay? It was kind of like Michael Kay's now. It was like, don't even go to work because it's just embarrassing. No one's even listening, okay? And he came to us and he said, PTI is the wave of the future. That's where sports is going. Quick thoughts, 2 minutes of topic, and next. No one's got the attention span. And by the way, you know, the internet wasn't anything, right? The phones didn't really exist, right? And I'll never forget, he created something that he called the Mad Minute. Mm-hmm. And it was cockamamie, and it didn't work. And he goes, every minute a new topic. Now, mind you, when I'm there and Sid and I are there, 2001, the New York Yankees are in the World Series against the Arizona Diamondbacks post the 9/11 attacks. This is meaningful to New York, as you were well aware.
I am aware, yeah.
So I say to Jeremy, with all due respect, you're not from New York. I can't do a minute on Yankees Diamondbacks and then go to a different topic.
Right.
The New York Yankees are in the World Series, and it's got extra meaning because of 9/11. And I go, beyond that, Imus is not talking about the World Series. We're the only game in town. Great way to build an audience. And he looks at me and he goes, you get a minute. Come up with something else.
You get a minute?
No joke.
What'd you do in the second minute after you talked about the World Series?
I defied him.
Oh, you did? Okay.
And I did it because I knew he was right. Now, no one was listening anyway, right?
Yeah.
But I'll never forget that. So maybe that's where we're going.
A minute every
minute,
a minute, because
that's silly, but like this. Like that.
Oh,
like,
I agree. Like, I think attention spans are like that.
Yeah, like that kind of thing. Quick, short bursts, get in, get out.
Well, then that would be a minute.
Yeah, there you go. So just imagine you're making love to your wife, and that's how you should start planning radio shows. Yeah, that's how we shoot from now on.
Okay.
Guys, we need to have a show meeting on Monday before the show. We're changing the way we do everything. No more meandering, long-form, silly stories from Evan. We come out of the gate firing. Bang, bang, bang,
yes,
bang,
every minute there'll be a new story about Aaron Rodgers. The first minute will be, what picture they give up for Aaron Rodgers? Minute two will be, what underwear was Aaron Rodgers wearing today?
Yes.
Can't wait.
I like it. I like it. By the way, we've just done a minute. LeBron James says there's no timetable for him to return. Next, boom. It's, I don't know. Probably wouldn't work on radio, I suppose, right?
It's a good idea, though.
Did I mention that Braxton Berrios is a loser that couldn't keep Sofia Coppola? What's his name? Cupolo?
You also mentioned it before she actually broke up with him.
Yeah.
You were ahead of the curve on that.
Yeah, I'm really having a great year of predictions so far. Like, I'm on fire.
Are you?
Told you Zeke Elliott would be a Jet. Told you that Braxton Harris' girlfriend would dump his
ass. You told us Aaron Rodgers would not be a Jet, too, by the way.
And he's not. So I'm currently right on that as well.
Currently.
That's right. Currently. Right? I
also noticed a big contradiction from you this morning.
Why?
I turned on your TV show.
Because I'm wearing a hat that I didn't know Saquon I was wearing Barkley tonight. Will never play another game for the New York Giants.
Well, so he's gone.
Who's that?
That's you saying Saquon will never play for the Giants again.
That's over.
You'll
that's
be wrong about that one. But the one thing I was really taken back by is you started parroting something I had said. Actually, no. You weren't. You took it further. You and I had an argument 2 weeks ago that the Jets are a contender for a Super Bowl. And you said, no, they're not.
When
this was under the guise.
Yeah,
you said, no, they're not. And then today, this jackass goes on TV and says the Jets are the favorites to win the Super Bowl. He goes from arguing they're not a contender at all with me 2 weeks ago.
Yeah.
I'm an idiot for suggesting it.
Yeah.
To today, they're the favorites. Why? Because Odell Beckham Jr. winked at the Jets? Because Ezekiel Elliott, who's not the same guy he was 3 years ago, may have interest in the Jets? Why? How did they go from they've got no shot to...
Yeah.
They're the favorites.
Well, because it's a different audience. It's a different audience. And Josh and Cody were boring me today.
That's a fair answer.
So I figured I'd come up with something to just to get them to respond.
So do you actually think the Jets are the favorites?
No.
Do you think the Jets are a contender?
No.
Okay. Yeah, that's fine. Old Craig is back. I feel good.
By the way, they don't have Aaron Rodgers as their quarterback.
They're going to have Aaron Rodgers.
You keep saying that.
Because they're going to. Why is Ezekiel Elliott interested in the New York Jets? Because Zach Wilson's going to hand them footballs?
Well, everybody thinks he's coming here.
Well,
but I mean, I haven't seen him
sign
a contract.
And Mecole Hardman denied it earlier today when he said, oh, I didn't come here because of that. Yeah, you did. You want to play with a Hall of Fame quarterback. That's why Odell Beckham Jr. has interest in the New York Jets. If their quarterback was Zach Wilson, Craig, none of these guys would have interest.
That I agree with. That part is dead on accurate, Evan.
Thank you.
Now, there's some guys that change teams because there's only another team that wants them. They're not wanted where they currently are. But I also made this point earlier today, and I'll stand by this one. I won't waver on this one at all. I don't understand at all. I really don't. And maybe you can explain it because it defies all rational logic to me. Patrick Mahomes is the best quarterback in football. No one's going to debate that.
Agreed.
If you play for the Kansas City Chiefs, you have a great opportunity to go to another Super Bowl because he's that good. No one's going to argue. We're all locked up on that, right?
Mm-hmm.
And for all the guys that have gone here and gone there and gone here and gone there, how come nobody wants to go to Kansas City?
Because all he does is target Travis Kelce.
Yeah, but like, I don't know. It makes no sense to me.
Why? Well, you specifically McCall Hardman Tyreek Hill? Because I think they're very different, in fairness.
Tyreek Hill's different.
Juju Smith-Schuster?
But like, even Juju maybe got more money than they wanted to give him or whatever it might be.
Go.
I get it.
There you go.
But the thing is, like, I'll just give you an example. Now, I know D. Hopkins would be a trade,
mm-hmm.
and there's some stuff apparently that people are digging up about him that's not great. Which is why the market's very soft.
There is no market for him. I heard they could get him or a team could get him for a fifth-round pick.
Yeah. Well, part of it's he's got a contract, huge number that he's not. I guess he'd renegotiate it possibly, but apparently there's some stuff with him that is coming out that's not great.
All right.
And he did miss six games with PED scandal. So whatever that may be.
He's also not the guy he used to be.
For sure he's not. For sure he's not. But between him and Odell, and Odell's just a free agent, anybody can sign him. If you're those guys,
mm-hmm.
wouldn't you want to go to Kansas City?
Oh, yeah. I think the Kansas City Chiefs are the number one team you want to play for.
And nobody wants to go there.
Well, that part's not true. I think you're looking at it the wrong way. I think the reason why they've had a lot of turnover at wide receiver, is that basically what you're trying to say?
Well,
is that your point?
I'm looking at Kansas City.
They've had a lot of turnover. Is that the point you're making?
No. They currently don't have any wide receivers.
Okay. And I'm gonna give you the answer. A lot of it is Kansas City says, we don't need to pay these guys. We don't. We don't need to pay Juju Smith-Schuster. He came here. He had 78 catches, almost 1,000 yards. Great. He's replaceable. They look at Mecole Hardman mostly as a draft bust, let's be honest. He's had a tough time staying on the field. They looked at Tyreek Hill and said, we're not paying you.
Right.
And by the way, they were right because they let him go and they won the freaking Super Bowl.
By the way,
they look at every special, they look at every player on this roster, skill position-wise, outside of Travis Kelce, and they say, you're replaceable.
Because we're not Mahomes.
We're not going to pay you.
Maybe.
So I think the reason why we see so much turnover is not because guys don't want to play for Mahomes. That's the wrong way to look at it. They want to play with Mahomes. It's that Kansas City says, we're not paying you because we don't need to.
Yeah.
And last year, Craig proved they're right.
But don't you think at some point, and he seems like a low-maintenance guy, like, don't you think that at some point Mahomes is like, guys, like, what are we doing?
I think as long as Travis Kelce's there, and he's 33, so he's not going to be there forever, I think Mahomes is like, throw whoever you want out there. I'll make it work. Noah Gray, what's up? Mecole Hardman, sure. Marquez Valdez-Scantling. Okay.
Other than pooping your pants, you think you could catch a pass from Patrick Mahomes in an NFL game?
Is it, what type of pass is it?
Little swing pass, little bubble route?
Yes.
The confidence you have in yourself with the lack of athletic ability makes me happy.
Yeah, let Boomer throw the ball at me. I'll catch it.
No. He'll blow up your chest.
Oh, but he'll do it on purpose.
He's still got it. Yes, he will blow up your chest.
Yeah, but if you're the quarterback, you're trying to have your receiver catch the football. So if I'm running that pattern, wouldn't Boomer say, hey, I want to complete the pass?
Yeah.
Let me get it to him.
I was at a charity event where one of the things is, hey, who's got $1,000 for Boomer Esiason autographed football? And he'll throw you the ball. And they raise a bunch of money for his foundation. And Boomer's up there, like, at the, whatever it is, right, on stage. And, like, random, businessmen who, I was in crew at Princeton. Mm-hmm. Those kind of jackasses.
Stop attacking Princeton.
Yeah, they're like, oh, yeah, I'll catch a football. Right, big tough guys. All he does is work on his chest. Doesn't do anything else because he just wants to be bound-chested guy, right? And he's like, throw it here, Booms. I've seen broken fingers. I've seen chest get caved in. I've seen, guys take it off the mouth.
But, what I don't understand is one time I was in the presence of greatness, the great Roger Staubach.
Yes.
And Roger threw me
a
football.
A lot smaller than you think, right?
And threw Joe a football.
Yeah.
And he lobbed it to us.
That's not
And I was able to say, and I could say it today to you, I caught a pass
from
a Hall of Fame quarterback.
I got you beat. if I may.
Do you? Because no offense, Boomer's not that.
No
offense. You had a great career, MVP, not Boomer. All that.
I'm going to tell you, I have an experience that you
better
don't
than
have.
Roger, better than Roger Staubach.
All right, so you're putting up, like, you're playing Holden, and you're going, okay, I caught a pass from Roger Staubach, I raise you.
Yeah.
That's where you're at?
I don't think you could beat that.
Oh, I got you beat easy.
Over Roger Staubach?
Yes. And I could easily tell you I did too. But I gotta top it. That's the idea of this game,
oh,
right?
Oh, you caught a pass from Roger.
Here's another Craig Carton name drop.
Yeah. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah.
Son of a...
But I'm not gonna match you. I gotta beat you.
Okay, beat me.
All right. Have you ever gotten weed from a Heisman Trophy winner?
Have you ever bunted off of a legendary closer?
That's so embarrassing.
Excuse me.
Have you ever gotten a hit off of Mariano Rivera?
Did get a hit off somebody else, though, who's almost as good as Mariano.
Looks like.
Okay, I got it. Let me rephrase that because I want to be accurate. You ever made contact against a 300-game winner?
Contact against a 300-game winner. Who was it?
Tom Seaver.
What do you mean?
Softball.
You did?
He was throwing softball to kids, yeah, and I was one of them, and I hit it.
Well, hold on.
Ground ball to second.
It was just like batting practice?
Yeah,
was it a game?
It was just batting practice.
Excuse me?
It was just batting practice.
Did you ever play soccer with Pele?
Did you ever make out with a famous athlete's wife?
Did you have sex with Barbara Bush?
Damn it!
Yes. Win. That ends all arguments.
Yeah, first lady.
Woo! That was a close one.
First lady.
Almost lost that one. I almost had to go Nancy Reagan on you, but I don't like to talk out of school, Evan. 877-337-6666. Yeah, Ricky Williams gave me weed. And by the way, this is his hat. He gave me his hat, too.
Oh, nice.
Right now, though, I'm wearing a different hat. What am I wearing? What is this one?
Same hat I'm wearing.
DPS Advisors.
Yes.
I think they manage your money or something.
Oh, nice.
I think is that what you guys do, right? Yeah. Yeah. Yep. John Papa. Am I right? Yeah, I know what's up. I know you guys.
Do you think I look better with a backwards hat or a forwards hat?
No. Oh, my Lord.
Don't I look better with a backwards hat?
Let me take a look.
Yeah.
Yes. You totally look better that way.
Are you just saying that to mock me?
No, not at all.
Are you saying that to have me wear this backwards hat for the next 2 hours on TV so people send mean tweets at me?
You are the guy that laid down a bunt against John Franco.
And I beat it out.
You laid down a bunt.
You're damn right I did.
Against John Franco.
That's right.
You laid down a bunt. And you have regretted it for 10 years, you told me.
What you have to do to get on base.
Evan.
I am a team first guy.
Evan,
I needed to get on base.
You've told me many times privately. It's one of your biggest regrets in life.
Craig, it's one of my biggest regrets in life. Why did I just swing the bat?
You didn't swing the
bat.
What
if I ripped a double against John Franco?
Even if you struck out, it's John Franco.
You're right.
Right?
Yeah.
Plus, he'd probably walk you anyway.
Do you think John will give me a rematch?
No. I doubt John's thrown a ball in a long time.
You don't think so? I saw him on TV the other day. Looked good. He was being interviewed at Met Camp. He's down at Met Camp. And I forget who was doing the game on SNY.
Well, you know, that was a big deal.
And Blevins.
That was a big deal because in the last years of the Wilpons, they were not good in bringing the, old school Mets back. That was a big deal.
Daryl Strawberry hated the Wilpons.
Yep.
Yeah.
Well, not only that, John Franco's son, who's a very talented second baseman at Brown, and did get drafted, I forget by whom, but he was a minor leaguer and a great kid. John even was like, hey, Cyclones.
Right.
Like, it just makes sense.
Oh, it makes perfect sense, yeah.
And they wouldn't throw him that bone. And that was so stupid.
That's one of the many things that Steve Cohen has fixed.
Yeah.
Besides a giant new TV at Citi Field.
Which you and I were the first ones on. Yeah. They were testing it the other day. They put a clip of our show with me trying to set up the tidbit.
The tidbit?
Yeah.
Yeah. We were on there. Yep. Love that tidbit.
Yep. 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 We were on it.
Did it kind of freak you out? Because it is such a big TV.
I look good.
I mean, your head was monstrous.
Yeah, but tan. Tan and cream works.
Protruding through the TV.
And that's how you judge it. On the Jumbotron.
It's selling a little or a lot. Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage
to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did-we-just-hit-a-million-orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice cold reward. Medella is the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Carton and Roberts on the Fan. WFAN, WFAN-FM, and WFAN.com.
So, tomorrow on the show... Evan Roberts has decided he's taking another day off.
Yeah, can you believe me?
Which one of you two knuckleheads is working tomorrow? Any idea? Any idea or no?
We're both working, but yeah. Not hosting.
Neither one of you are hosting tomorrow?
No, it's me.
I'm sorry?
It's me. I'm going to do it.
You're going to host tomorrow?
Yeah.
All right. I look forward to seeing you tomorrow.
Very nice. Can't wait.
Great. 2 o'clock?
It's news to me.
You know what time it is.
I know time. All right. Great. Good. Who are you working with?
I'm assuming one of you.
Great.
Can't work with me. I'm all
the carton dummy.
Carton dummy. Yeah, maybe. The carton dummy gets more rest.
I'm taking my youngest son to the dentist tomorrow. I'm actually very nervous about this. I have not done that yet. He does have teeth.
Oh, stop.
He's
2 years
old. And by the way, not only does he have teeth.
You don't take a 2-year-old to the dentist.
Yes, you do. You got to keep it. It's a cleaning. It's a cleaning.
This is like when you pay the vet a lot of money for nothing.
Wait, I shouldn't have... my youngest son's teeth clean?
How many teeth does he even have?
He's
like 3 or 4?
I think he's got about like 9 or 10.
You don't need to go to a dentist for a 2-year-old.
Absolutely.
No, you don't.
Absolutely.
Plus, our insurance doesn't cover it.
That's a different story.
We have the worst insurance plan in America. Some people have Anthem. Some people have Blue Shield. We have a red box. I don't know what it is, but I showed it to my dentist. He goes,
hey, you know what? I will pay out of pocket to make sure that my 2-year-old has clean teeth.
Do they still have the treasure chest for the 2-year-old?
I haven't been to a dentist with any of my kids. Like, this is a first experience for me. I'm very nervous, but excited.
Why, Jet doesn't get the same dental care that little man gets?
Mama has taken him to all these dentist appointments.
Oh, I gotcha.
I'm stepping up my game, and I'm taking Spence to
his. This is a big day for you.
I'm very nervous.
Big day for Evan Roberts. First day taking his kid to the dentist.
Yeah, I've never done it before.
There's no way your wife lets you go alone.
I'm going alone. There's no other option.
There's no way not taking him with you.
No, I'm going by myself. Me and Spencer Oney, man, we're going to hit the town.
Let me ask you a question. What happens first? Aaron Rodgers becomes a Jet or Odell signs somewhere?
Odell signs somewhere.
You don't think Odell waits for Aaron Rodgers to lock that deal up?
I have to admit, because I don't want to be a flip-flopper, but in the case of when is Rodgers traded, I keep going back and forth. I'm being honest with you. I think it's after the draft.
I'm not going to waver on that.
I think they're going to wait each other out. I think the Jets are going to be patient. I think Green Bay wants what they want. And I think that this offseason is continuing, Craig, and you see it with what's happening, under the assumption that Aaron Rodgers will be the quarterback of the New York Jets.
I mean, listen, I think that's clearly a very fair assumption. He said it publicly. Green Bay said it publicly. The Jets haven't said anything, but obviously that's where it's going.
But one thing I have kind of changed on in the last hour, after seeing two of my players or one of my players tweet out they don't want him, I'd stay away from Zeke. Like, why am I bringing Zeke into the locker room?
That's more about insecurity. That's not about we don't want Ezekiel Elliott. That's more about we don't want anybody.
Well,
listen, here's the reality, Brees. Knock on wood, you do come back from a torn ACL. It's not going to be, in my opinion, at the start of the season.
I don't think it's just
about... So what should the Jets do? Just wait?
No, Craig, it's not just about Brees. They re-signed Ty Johnson today.
Right.
Michael Carter's on this team. Bam Knight's on this team. Brees Hall's coming back. I just don't think there's a need for Ezekiel Elliott, and I don't think he's that good.
By the way, if Ezekiel's people came out and said, or whoever the story comes from, that it's the Bengals, the Jets, or the... what was the other team?
The Eagles.
Or the Eagles, pardon me. The Jets didn't come out and say no, right?
Well, I think the Jets have interest.
Yeah,
is that your point?
That means the New York Jets have said to Ezekiel,
But I'm telling you,
for X amount of dollars, we'll sign you.
I'm telling you, giving it more thought, I wouldn't do it. I just don't think he has that much left.
Well, we're going to find out one way or the
other. He's been declining over the last 5 years, and they have a running backs room that I feel okay about. Like, other than the star power of it, Craig, why do you want Ezekiel Elliott? Like, honestly.
I think as a veteran running back... none of those other three guys have really made themselves, oh my God, I want him in the lineup, with all due respect. And they've had decent moments. I'd like to have a veteran guy in the backfield until Brees Hall gets back. I think it's smart. I think it's a smart move. Here's James and Isop on the Fan. Jimmy, what's going on?
Hey, what's going on, guys?
All good. What's up with you, kid?
Good. So first of all, Evan, taking a two-year-old to the dentist with baby teeth is like taking a rental car to the car wash. You're going to fall out.
Great comparison. Nice job.
All right, you know what? I'm going to ask my dentist tomorrow, dentist. I'm going to ask him that.
The guy giving money to is going to tell you you shouldn't give him money?
No. I'm going to ask her a dumb question. I'm going to say, listen, I know this is a dumb question, but since all of these teeth are going to fall out,
bingo.
Is this a waste of time?
And she's going to say, no, you should come back every 3 months.
Do you think she'll chuckle or do you think she'll get mad?
No, she's not going to do either. She's going to give you some fecocta dental explanation for what could happen if you don't take your baby to see the dentist.
James and Craig, I'm going to buy everything she says. I'm going to say, you're right. Okay.
Yeah.
Wash those teeth.
There you go. There you go. Is that it?
So moving back to my initial point, Evan, your baseball theory is way off because you're counting the viewers that don't get to see the games on the West Coast because of how early it is. But I don't blame you because you're not a blue-collar guy like us and Craig. You forget all of us that have to go to bed at 7:30, 8 o'clock, that can't stay up for 9
o'clock. That's right. How about us? How about the little guy, Evan?
Yeah, but so
I don't expect that from a Princeton guy.
You bougie bastard. But... Yeah, you get home, you have dinner, everybody goes to bed.
You're
a Princeton guy.
Hold on a second. Can I hear that rip one more time? Because I actually enjoyed it.
You liked it.
Yeah, can you say that again? You wouldn't expect it from what? I'm sorry?
Princeton guy. You're an Ivy League kept man.
I love it. That's the greatest rip I've ever gotten.
Yeah.
I apologize. Well. I am a bougie Ivy League kind of kept man.
Yeah, you are.
You know what's funny? It's actually a good point.
I need to tell him while he's on the phone.
Yeah.
Just to finish the thought on that.
Yeah.
When I interrupted your romantic dinner in the city a couple years ago, what color gin were you drinking?
I think it was purple.
Yeah, that's right. It was.
Yeah, I think it was purple.
Oh, Emperor Shin guy.
Yeah.
Damn right.
A purple gin drinker.
But here's what's funny, James.
Yeah.
Your point is actually furthering my point, which is that the number of people watching the game is not indicative that there are many more baseball fans, and that you did bring up a good point. There's a lot of people that can't stay up to watch games. They got to go to bed 7:30, 8 o'clock. You're right. And that's why that number, that average number that the Yankees have and the Mets have, that's not how many baseball fans there are in New York.
No, obviously,
that number is higher. Yeah.
There's more. It's like the old thing, like, you know, we take calls all the time. Thank you, Jimmy. During the playoffs especially, or during a big game. Well, you remember last year during the playoffs, where you guys who were like, you know, I'm taking tomorrow off. It's the only way I can watch tonight's game or try to go to tonight's game. Like, you know, sometimes we pay lip service to it, but, you know, that's real. Like, and listen, I'm not obviously working 9 to 5 outside with Timberlands on, risking my life in the cold. But I'm also in bed at 8:30.
But this goes back to the point. This is the inherent problem. All right. So you've got 180,000 people on average watching the New York Mets. We admit that number is, what are you doing? Oh, he's coming up. He got up and said, started walking towards me. I thought he was going to beat my ass. I thought I was going to get physically assaulted.
No, I'm not going to hurt you.
Okay.
Anyhow. You bruise like a grape anyway.
I do. Hold on. Let me try to regain my point. All right. There are a lot of people that cannot watch 100 baseball games. They can't watch 50 baseball games, but they're going to get to watch weekend games. They're going to get to watch the select Friday night. If you start charging people a crazy amount of money to get the games and they're only able to watch 10 or 20 a year, they're not going to pay for it.
No, but that's why MSG did the you could buy a single game or a month.
Yeah, but you can't charge people $10 a game, Craig.
Well, but
that's not reasonable.
Well, listen.
I'm sorry, it's not.
I know a lot of guys that you're not your big money guys, and they'll put $10, $50 from a gambling standpoint on a game
that's
to make a game
same.
A pay-per-view
that's not,
event.
That's not the same.
So then what do you think?
A dollar.
Yeah,
a dollar a game.
Can't do that.
Why?
Because you're in business. The idea is to make, like, here's the question.
Well, first of all, if 100,000 people watch the game and it's a dollar a game, how much is that?
If you go to your calculator, I'm going to beat you. I will get up and beat you.
Okay, $150,000 per game, right?
Yeah.
That's what you just made.
Okay.
Now there's 150
of
them.
No, you didn't.
You just made $22
million. Oh, my Lord.
Done. What did I do wrong?
I acknowledge that I have a mathematical brain.
What'd I do?
And it's just different than most people. I'll even take ownership of that.
What
did
I do wrong? What'd I do wrong?
Evan, if it's a dollar a game.
Yeah.
And 100,000 people watch it. How did you get to $150,000 a game?
Oh, that's true. It's
your dad's an accountant. How did the math
CPA.
Skills not? It's yeah, the A's accountant. How did those math skills? Are you sure? Were you adopted? Huh?
I screwed that one up.
Yeah, a little bit. Now let's see if you can do the next piece of math. 100 grand a game. Okay.
100 grand a game? Yeah. I'm so confused. Wait, third base. If it's a dollar a game, how many people are buying the game?
Well, you said 100,000.
Yeah.
So how much money is that?
That's $100,000.
Bingo.
So where did I get something wrong?
You said 150.
I was just adding the number. I was making it go up as we went along.
From where?
From their average is 180,000. So if 150... If you charged a dollar a game... What is so confusing?
I don't talk about gambling at all because I can't gamble responsibly. But listening to you talk about money, it's like sitting next to a guy that like doesn't split it.
What am I saying?
And it's
but Craig.
Like it hurts me to my core.
If it's a dollar a game.
Don't play.
No. It's a dollar a game. 150,000 people buy a select game.
Well, now you're changing the dynamics.
Well, I want to be firm. It's $150,000 a game.
Okay, that's
right. If you did that for 150 games, that's about $22 million a year. Or am I wrong?
150,000 times 150.
Yeah.
Yeah, dude.
I just did. It's about $22 million.
Where are we coming up with 150 games?
Because I'm figuring, obviously, there's a bunch of Fox games.
We're still talking baseball, yeah?
Yeah.
Okay.
It's about $20 million a year.
Okay.
If you charge a dollar a game.
Okay.
Now, if you charge $10 a game, that number is exorbitant. But how many people are buying games?
What?
Exorbitant. Okay. How many people are buying games at $10 a pop?
We're going to find out. I have no idea.
It's too expensive. Listen to our last caller. He said,
so you're
I'm
five
a bougie
bucks a
Princeton guy, and he's a blue-collar worker.
Yes.
There's a Yankee game. He may be able to watch half of it, but he really wants to see his team. You think he's spending $10 to watch that?
No, but I do think there's
a number.
Would he spend
$1?
I think he'd spend more than a dollar.
Of course. Okay.
Yes. I think my gut is that the threshold for the average blue-collar guy to watch a game, if he's going to pay a la carte for a game, meaning he's not going to take every game, but he's willing to spend X amount of dollars on X number of games,
right.
My gut tells me that the threshold is like $3.99, $4.99.
All right. That'll get you.
You will get more than a dollar.
That'll earn the team.
I don't think you get more than $4 or $5.
That would earn the team if they got 100,000 people to buy that particular game. That would get them $400,000 per game. You do that over a full season, you've just brought in $60 million.
Yeah, but here's the problem with that.
Go ahead.
You're currently bringing in $180 million.
Not the Mets. The Mets are bringing in $88 million.
Okay, so now you're walking away from $28 million, right?
Well, as compared to what though? If you charge people the full allotment and say the only way you can watch the Mets or Yankees is to buy a full season, and it's, you're going through the numbers, $500.
Yeah.
You're going to turn the people off that only watch 5, 10, 15 games.
Here's the ultimate question. are, would you rather have 1,000 people at a dollar?
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
I shouldn't finish.
No, okay. You can finish, but the answer is
you know
yes.
Where I'm going?
No, I have no idea.
Then why'd you just say yes?
Because I always think you want more people consuming your product.
Right. Well, that's what I'm getting at.
Yes.
Do you want 1,000 people at a dollar or 100 people at 10?
1,000 people.
Right, because you want more total
you
people.
You need more
yes.
people watching the game.
By the way, you and I are in lockstep on that.
And that's why if it ever gets to that point where you're charging people per game, it's got to be a dollar or two.
You do both. You say, hey, it's $3 per game, $4 for the Red Sox, $5 for the Subway Series.
Oh, we're do pricing yeah. that changes.
Of course. Moment. They do it for tickets, right?
I know they do, yeah.
Or you say, so you have a choice. You can give me, make it up $3 for every game. So, game by game, rather, $3 a game.
Right.
Or you can give me $75 a month. I'm yeah. making up numbers,
right? Right.
So you have some people like you that'll just say, right. I don't want to deal with it every night. I'm just going to buy the season package. And then you have guys maybe like, I don't know whom.
Our last caller.
Yeah, who'll say, you know what? I don't want to watch Mets and Cincinnati on a May Wednesday night. But I do want to watch them this weekend. So I'm going to pay $6 this weekend.
I
want to
buy the games I know I can watch. But what's interesting is that the Mets average $1.80, the Yankees average $2.30, according to Forbes, right?
Yeah.
How many different people, though, would purchase some kind of package? Because I do think that that number...
I think a lot would.
It's a lot of people. It's just it averages at that number.
Yeah.
There's a ton of different people that only watch 20 Met games, 30 Yankee games, 5 Met games, 10 Yankee games, all based on time of day. I mean, think about it. You'll see it in April. The Yankees have a ton of weekday afternoon games. How many people are watching those games? How many people can watch those games?
I mean, especially when you get into the reality that it's pretty boring.
What are you talking about? What happened? Attack baseball.
Like, not every April and May baseball game is as good as the World Baseball Classic.
They're all exciting.
So then you have to deal with this reality. Like, you know when you go to, you want to buy something, and the thing you really want to buy somehow gets attached to the thing you don't really want to buy?
Yes.
You ever have one of those deals?
Oh, of course.
Yeah, so, like, you go to, like a furniture house, and you're like, yeah, I really like that couch. Well, you got to buy the love seat and the table with it. Right. And you're like, I just want the couch. You can't buy the couch.
Well, it's kind of like when you wanted me as a partner. I said, you got to take Loogie. And you finally accept it. So it's kind of similar.
To be fair, well.
Spit it out. So spit it out.
I'm not.
The question is, who is he about to rip right now? Is it me? Is it Loogie? Is it Big Mac? Is it someone else entirely? I'm going to go with me since I made a douchey comment. So your answer is I'm going to out douchey you.
I never said no to Tommy being our producer.
Yeah, you did that one time.
Well, he got off to a rough start. Yeah, because you're somewhat high maintenance. Sure. But he's in a really good rhythm right now.
No, he's doing great, but
the point
is...
I think he's become a really top-notch producer.
He was the furniture you didn't want. You wanted me,
no,
you had
Big
to
Mac
take
was
him.
The furniture I didn't want.
That's true. You know what? I got that wrong. I'm sorry.
Only because if you don't know Big Mac and you happen to cross him in an office setting...
Well, yeah, don't cross me. That's
he has resting angry bitch face.
He does.
And he couldn't be more opposite. But when you look at him right now, he's got the, he's like, I'm going to eat you, that kind of thing.
I'm going to eat
you. You have that look like you might eat me. Not because you're a big guy, because you're angry.
Yeah.
And yet I find him to be like a teddy bear. He's not angry, he's not unhappy.
I actually won teddy bear at high school. That was one of the awards.
Sorry?
I won teddy bear. It was like,
what does that mean?
I don't know. I guess like how you're putting it.
Like the prom king, you were the teddy bear?
No, we at the end of the year, we got like all voted for awards. Most popular, best car, best smile. I remember
such a Long Island thing. Go ahead.
Yeah. So I had one of the awards I came in first place was teddy bear, whatever that means.
You got the teddy bear award.
Yes.
Yeah.
Congratulations.
I was most popular runner-up teddy bear and something else. I don't remember.
Those are those bougie white suburban schools. you'll get that in the Bronx.
$12 shrimp at the lunch cafeteria.
You're a $12 shrimp guy. You're a blue cheese olive guy. Matter of fact, I heard something about you the other day I was not going to bring up.
Okay.
I heard that.
That's probably a good idea.
I heard that when you go to like, I don't know, the ShopRite or whatever store you buy groceries at in your hometown, that you have demanded that they carry a certain type of olive. And I even wrote it down on my phone.
Sure.
Hang on a second.
Yeah.
This is what a buddy of mine who actually, is there a shop right near you or no?
Yes.
There is. That's what I thought.
Yeah, good guess.
Good guess.
Yeah, I mean.
My buddy is one of the managers of the ShopRite in Warwick.
Okay.
Yeah.
Sure he is.
How would I know this?
Because I know what you're saying is nonsense. Okay. That's how I know.
So apparently the ShopRite in Warwick
yes.
has a like a pepper and olive and like antipasta type bar. Yeah?
Another great guess.
Yeah?
Yeah.
And
have you been there?
No, I've never been to Warwick. I don't want to get
kidnapped. There's like a whole refrigerated section. There's milk in there.
No.
It's great.
Just listen, own it. Okay. That's all I'm telling you.
Okay.
So my buddy is the manager of that particular shop.
Do they sell fruit in there? Like watermelons, apples, and oranges? Season.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, cool.
Mm-hmm. Whose team are you on?
I just thought that was funny. Right. Continue ahead.
I'm setting this up. I'm going to sell it.
When you like walk there, the doors automatically open up. There's carts like right in the...
That one. Okay.
Yeah, yeah. I'm good.
Continue on.
Why, you're the guy that gets in the motorized cart?
No. Shopping cart. Like I use the shopping cart.
Oh, like you don't sit down in the motorized... Right, one day.
No, unless it's...
And
unless
ask people
it's...
to help you get things off the top shelf.
No, I don't.
You should, though. That'd be pretty funny. Yeah.
If there's like
funny.
A race car one I try and fit
you
in.
You should be like, I got the gout, kid. I gotta ride the moped around the store. You don't do that, though, do you?
No, I don't.
Because you're my guy.
Well, you can ask your friend. He runs the place.
Well, my friend told me that you have demanded, his words, not mine, mm-hmm. the Castle Vetrano Olive,
mm-hmm.
which is, as he describes it here, like the steak of olives.
Is that a fact?
Yeah, like the filet
of
olives.
There was like a guy in here the other day who had like this great olive bread.
Yeah, it's delicious.
He'd probably be educated on olives. And maybe he threw a couple of olive names your way.
Yeah.
And you thought it'd be a fun opportunity to somehow spring this on me as some sort of olive demanding.
So you don't like Castle Vetrano olives?
I've never heard of Castle Vetrano olives.
So
you think
say.
I'm some kind of olive snob? I'm not. I stuff them with goat cheese.
He's just a shrimp snob, Craig, not olives.
I stuff them with blue cheese. The olives are just a vessel.
Why not just heat the
And the
blue
olive
cheese?
Juice. The olive juice
is
what I'm looking
for. Because
you
like your martinis dirty.
I like my martinis
have
dirty.
Have you ever bought just olive juice for really dirty martinis?
I certainly have, yes.
You have?
Mm-hmm.
Nice. I like that. And do you because drink I out end of up the having... martini glass?
Of course.
You do?
Yes.
Got it.
No, I have a whole setup.
Chilled?
Of course, chilled.
Just ask.
I mean, no. I like it. I like my martinis piping hot.
No, I didn't. There could be room temperature glass,
no,
dude.
No, you got to chill the. No, I don't chill the glass.
So you put ice and water in it. You shake it around. The glass gets a little foggy, and boom, you're good to go.
While I'm making the martini, the glass sits with ice water in it. Yes,
you have to admit you do have a rich man's taste.
That's not martinis aren't expensive. I buy Tito's vodka.
You do have a rich man's taste. Yes. You have to admit that. Like you need at some point in your life to have wealth. Because
I agree with that. Can we start like soon?
Like some people are just
happy being blue collar.
We got a financial
advisor in here. Can he advance me on getting some finance?
Financial advisors make money by not making advances. That's not how they make their money. No, but I bet you if you asked him to buy you a martini down the street, he'd probably be a good guy and go,
maybe.
Yeah, I'll buy you a martini. Seem like good guys, right?
Oh, they're great guys.
Yes. All right, so we
Thank
learned
you.
A lot about you. You're welcome.
So no olive demands.
Okay. Normal. I'm just telling you what ShopRite told me.
Well,
that's all I'm telling you. And if you want to see the text, I'll show it to you. Okay? You have to come in here because I'm not going to there.
Okay.
Here's Chris in Westchester on the fan. Chris, what's up?
Hey, good afternoon, guys. I think I got a story that trumps both of your greatest sports
moments.
Yeah,
you had sex with Nancy kind of Reagan? Stuff.
So, yeah, no. I wouldn't do that with somebody else's junk. Sorry.
Really?
No.
But just think about it for a second. I'm not saying you'd be turned on. I'm just saying that... You win every argument, is all I'm saying.
Yeah, that's still not worth it. I'm
like,
sorry.
Like, think about it. Let's say your friend's like Pamela Anderson, and then your other buddy's like Carmen Electra, and then your other buddy's like whomever, and then you just throw the beer down and go, Nancy Reagan. You win, dude.
No, you know, I see the point, but I'm not sure that that's worth winning.
Oh, it's always worth winning. Anyway,
there's some things you got to go. So anyway, back in 93, I had an opportunity at South Mountain Arena in Jersey, and I got to step on the ice with a lot of the Devils that would be future Hall of Famers, and I took a pass from Scott Stevens and scored top shelf backhand blocker side over Martin Brodeur.
Well, you know what Craig did? He played goal and stuffed Bobby Nystrom. True story.
Mike Bossy.
I was close.
Oh.
So who wins that?
Oh, Mike Bossy?
Yeah. So who wins?
He was in a Devil. That doesn't count.
It was at Yankee
Stadium. And I did get to kick a soccer ball with Pele. I know you brought that up before,
I mean,
but I was
putting
seven.
Up, I got to tell you, Chris is putting up a good fight, Craig.
Yeah, that's a good one.
Up a good fight.
That's a good one.
Yeah, he played sock with Pele like you did. Wait, hold on. I got a key question. When you scored on Marty, is that, I want to confirm that again?
Yes, that's correct.
Yeah. Where did you do it again?
It was blocker side top shelf.
No, he means like what arena?
Where? Like where physically were you doing this?
Oh, it was at the Devil's practice facility.
I'm sorry. Craig wins.
Thank you.
Craig did it at Yankee Stadium on the ice. You did it at a practice facility. And you know what they say about practice facilities?
Yeah.
Nothing counts over there.
That's a win for me.
Yeah, Ben Simmons plays basketball at practice facilities.
I also got in a fight with Bryce Salvador at The Rock in Newark as well. And I don't know who he was, but I got in a fight with him.
That's great.
Bryce Salvador was the leading scorer for the Devils, I think, maybe a team captain at one point.
He was captain. Did he punch you in the face?
No, he did not. Yeah, obviously, he could have, but he didn't. But we were playing the charity hockey game for Mikey Nichols, Mikey Strong, right? And they're like, you have Bryce, because Boomer took all the Rangers, so I had, the leftovers. So I got Bryce Salvador, and they're like, yo, he played last year. He was the Devils' captain.
Right.
And he was loafing it a little bit. And he wasn't dominating. So in between periods, I had words with him. And I'm like, Salvador, what the? And I cursed out.
Called him by his last name.
I go, Salvador, you played last year. Get your act together and go score a couple of effing goals.
Right.
And he turned around and he's like,
I'm sure.
Yeah, that wasn't good for a little while.
I do need to address something. There's a scandal going on. There have been accusations levied against me and I want to address them.
Yeah.
There have been accusations that I am wearing this red shirt, this pull-up, zip-up hoodie with nothing underneath.
Please tell me that's not
true. And that is an accusation that has been out there. It's been levied against
me. Hold on, by whom?
By many people, according to Lugie. Oh.
I've gotten tons of messages about it.
You've been told not to pay attention to Twitter.
Yes.
Twitter's not real world.
It wasn't Twitter.
Okay, great. Go ahead.
Carrier pigeon.
So, I would like to show all of you. We'll do this dramatically.
No, it's going to be blinding.
Am I wearing a shirt? Am I shirtless?
By the way, you are the type of guy that would wear a full zip-up without a shirt under it.
Now, because it's zipped up so high, I guess that's a worry. Now, you get one guess before I unzip, and I have no shame. So if I'm shirtless, I'll unzip.
No, there's not enough, because I know you long enough. The one thing that you are most sensitive about are your man boobs.
That is correct.
So you definitely have a shirt on under it.
The problem is, I do have a shirt underneath, but it's going to show my man boobs. But I'll do it anyway.
Because
I was stuck in an awkward spot where I had to wear
on TV or not?
A V-neck T-shirt.
On TV? All right, SNY, hold on. If there's anyone manning a camera at SNY, I know you only get $83 million a year from the Mets, and that's not enough to actually have a guy operate the camera. But if you do, can you just get a close-up of Evan as he reveals whether or not that is a man-made sweater or a T-shirt under his... There you go. Thank you, guys. Just pan down a little bit and pan out. Let them do their job. They're very good at it. Okay, Evan, please proceed.
Yikes.
As you can see,
why'd you pull the shirt down?
A V-neck.
And I thought it was awkward looking, so I zipped up to kind of hide the V.
Nice rack.
Thank you.
Yeah.
See, I knew this would happen.
Yeah, I could make love to that rack.
Oh, God.
Yeah, the things
I gotta get rid of these man
things moves. You do for the show, right?
How do I do it? Like, what kind of workout do I do to get rid of them?
Start doing push-ups.
Is that it?
Just push-ups and eat less.
Okay,
drop 5 pounds and do push-ups.
Right.
Yeah, you're capable of doing them. You go to the gym now.
I try.
Why don't you do this? No joke. You think you could probably do 15 push-ups, right?
Right now?
Yeah,
easily.
Relax with
these. I can easily do 15 push-ups.
You couldn't do 25.
Oh my God. Oh, okay.
Straight.
Bitch, I can do. Oh no, 25. I probably can't actually. I'm trying to be smart about this.
So
I can do 15. Let's stick with that.
So why don't you do tonight before you go to bed?
Yeah.
Just do 2 sets of 15.
I got a better idea.
Hold on.
Okay.
2 sets of 15. All right?
Yeah.
And then every day, add two.
Add 2 sets or two push-ups?
Two push-ups.
Oh, okay.
Until you get to like 30, 35, 40.
What I was going to do is
and then
tonight.
Then
tonight,
you'd be like, what's up? How you
tonight
doing?
Tonight I'm going to be locked into Nets Cavs, and I know the Knicks are playing the Magic, too.
Do the Herschel Walker. So every commercial break,
no,
push-ups.
I was going to do every quarter. So like end of the first quarter, 15. End of the second quarter, 15. End of the third quarter, 15. That's 45. And then if they win, 30 more. If they lose, I go to bed.
But Evan, that's over the course of almost 3 hours.
What's wrong with that?
45 push-ups in 3 hours? It's like not even doing anything.
What do you mean? It's like it doesn't count?
So why don't you do 10 push-ups every commercial break?
Because that's a lot of commercial breaks.
It's only 10, dude.
You watch an NBA game, there's a lot of TV timeouts.
Just why don't you do that and film it and document it?
I'm not filming it.
Dude, you could do 10 push-ups every commercial
break. The problem
break.
With
you
filming it.
You could do that
it,
here.
I agree with you. The problem with filming it is I think it exposes the man boobs because you see them
jiggle. No, I know you don't.
And I don't like that.
Just wear the sweatshirt.
Oh, that's a good idea. Okay.
Could you do me a solid? Mm-hmm. You'll be sore tomorrow, but so what? 10 push-ups every commercial break.
Do you know how many that's going to add up to?
So what? It's over the course of 3 hours.
All right.
Think about it.
All right, I accept.
There, done. But you gotta document it.
I'll document it.
All right, so you're going to do 10 push-ups every commercial break at tonight's next.
So how many nights in a row do I have to do this for the man boobs to go away?
You're going to do it every night for a month.
Just a month?
No man boobs.
And they're all gone in a month.
So you'd be like Jack. You'd be okay. Strong.
All right.
Strong Island.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.